Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're kicking things off with a topic that's buzzing everywhere, the ultimate GPT-4 mastery course. We've been looking at some really interesting material from Advertise Opportunity that, well, it really gets into what this free online course is offering.
Yeah, and our mission here really is to pull out the most valuable bits for you, our listeners. We want to get clear on, you know, what is GPT-4? What are the actual benefits of taking this course? Who's it really for? And maybe most importantly, what skills can you pick up and how can they genuinely help in your career?
Right. We're trying to cut through the hype a bit.
Exactly. Give you the essentials on this pretty advanced AI tool.
Okay, good. Because GPT-4, it's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this course sounds like a solid way to go beyond just like name recognition. So let's jump in. What actually is GPT-4 at its core?
Okay. So GPT-4, it stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer 4. Now, the interesting parts there are, well, pre-trained means it's already learned from a huge, huge amount of text data. Think of it like it's read a massive library, the internet, basically.
Ah, okay. So it has a foundation already.
Right. Before you even ask it anything. Okay. And Transformer, that's about the architecture, the sophisticated way it processes language. It understands context, relationships between words, much better than older models.
So it's not just like spitting back facts it looked up.
Precisely. It can generate new text that sounds very human. It can tackle complex questions, help with writing, all sorts of things. And that's really what this course is aiming for, helping you learn how to tap into that power effectively.
Okay, that clarifies things quite a bit. So the big question then, why should someone listening right now actually, you know, invest their time in this course? What are the standout benefits?
Well, the material we looked at highlights a few really key ones. First up is getting a comprehensive understanding of GPT-4.
More than just the basics.
Oh, yeah. Much more. It digs into the inner workings, the architecture, its capabilities, limitations too, and potential uses across different industries. It also looks at how it's evolved, you know, how it's more versatile than previous versions, especially in understanding context for things like creative writing.
So it's generating smarter text, not just more text.
You got it. The second big benefit is the focus on practical hands-on learning.
So not just theory.
Right. The course really pushes you to experiment, to actually use GPT-4. It guides you through trying it out for different things, creative writing prompts, getting help with coding, maybe analyzing some market data, or getting personalized support for tasks. It's about doing.
I like that. Learning by doing always sticks better, doesn't it? What else?
Well, a major point, and this is pretty significant, free access to premium content.
Free? The whole course?
The whole thing, yeah. That's what the article emphasizes. It basically democratizes access to learning about this pretty advanced AI. You're learning from genuine AI experts, people with real-world experience, without paying tuition fees. That's Well, that's pretty compelling.
No kidding. Free access to that kind of expertise is huge. Yeah. Okay, but what about careers? Does it actually help you, you know, get ahead professionally?
That's benefit number 4, skill building for career advancement. The information suggests that really getting good with GPT-4 can make you a much more attractive candidate in, well, a lot of different fields. Tech, obviously, but also marketing, education, content creation.
So it makes you stand out.
It seems so. Yeah. Having these AI skills positions you as someone who can, you know, innovate, bring new ideas, maybe save problems in new ways in your job. That's definitely appealing to employers right now.
Right. So it's about applying it practically to make yourself more valuable.
Exactly. And that leads nicely into the 5th benefit, boosting creativity and productivity.
How so?
Well, the course shows how you can use GPT-4 as a sort of creative partner for writers, artists, entrepreneurs, brainstorming ideas, but also, crucially, how it can boost your productivity. Think automating routine tasks, helping with organization, maybe even supporting decision-making by, say, summarizing information.
So it frees up your mental energy for the bigger picture stuff.
That's the idea. Less time on the mundane, more time on strategy and, impact.
Okay. This sounds like it covers a lot of ground, but who is it really aimed at? Is it just for techies? The material breaks that down, right?
It does, yeah. It's quite specific. For students and educators, it talks about using it to simplify complicated subjects, make them easier to understand, or create custom learning materials, really pushing educational boundaries a bit.
Makes sense for teaching and learning. What about people already in the workforce?
Okay, so for professionals, just generally, it's about boosting efficiency, finding ways to use AI to tackle workplace challenges. For entrepreneurs and business owners, the focus is more on innovation, maybe improving customer interactions with more personalized communication, optimizing how the business runs.
Using AI for efficiency and better customer connection sounds useful.
Definitely, and it doesn't stop there. It also mentions hobbyists and AI enthusiasts, people who are just curious, basically, and want to play around with it for personal projects.
So a pretty wide net then.
Yeah, and what's key, I think, is that the course is apparently designed for various levels. You don't need to be an AI whiz already to get something out of it. Beginners are welcome.
That's good to hear. So, okay, we know who it's for. Let's get into the specifics. What actual skills will you, the listener, walk away with after taking this course?
Right, the nitty-gritty. The article lists quite a few. First is natural language processing, NLP mastery. Basically, understanding how GPT-4 understands us, how it processes language to have, you know, meaningful conversations.
So understanding the magic behind how it gets what you're asking.
Pretty much, yeah. Then there's creative content generation, learning how to use it to write articles, stories, poems. Basically making you more productive at creating content.
Could be a cure for writer's block.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Also, data analysis and visualization. Using it to make sense of data, maybe even create charts or graphs to explain things visually.
Okay, that's interesting. Using AI for data insights.
Yep. And task automation. This is a big one. Learning how to automate those repetitive, time-consuming tasks to streamline your work.
Oh, the dream. Think of the time saved.
Exactly. Then there's programming assistance. Using GPT-4 to help debug code, generate snippets, even understand programming concepts better, like a coding buddy.
Wow, okay. That's useful for developers.
And sure. Also, language translation and personalization. Getting good at using it for multilingual communication and tailoring its responses for specific situations.
Breaking down language barriers.
Yeah.
Always valuable.
Absolutely. And the course covers real-world applications, so implementing AI solutions in actual fields like education or marketing. Plus, advanced commands and customization, really unlocking its full power for specific needs. And finally, very importantly, hands-on projects.
To actually practice using it.
Right. To build confidence, applying it in, you know, real-life situations.
That sounds incredibly comprehensive, a really practical skill set. But
that.
How does that translate to the 9-to-5? How do you actually use these skills on the job? The article gives examples, doesn't it?
It does, and they're quite concrete. For instance, streamlining repetitive tasks. Think data entry, scheduling. Automation skills save you serious time there.
Yeah, I could definitely see that applying.
Or content creation, emails, reports, social media posts. GPT-4 can be a massive help, making you faster and maybe even improving quality.
Like having an assistant editor.
Sort of. If you work with data, improving data analysis lets you dig deeper, make smarter decisions, and present findings more clearly with those visualization skills.
Better decisions based on data. Always good.
Uh-huh. For anyone involved in customer engagement, sales, support, marketing, it can help craft personalized messages, maybe anticipate needs better, enhance that whole experience.
What about other fields like, say, education or tech development?
Well, in learning and development, you could use it to create custom training materials or explain complex ideas simply. In software development, like we touched on, it's debugging help, understanding code faster, maybe even prototyping.
Speeding up the dev cycle.
It could do. If your job involves multilingual communication, those translation skills are obviously a direct benefit. And really, across the board, it can be a tool for creative problem solving, just brainstorming new approaches to challenges you face. The article really pushes you, the listener, to think about your own job and where these skills fit.
It really does sound like a versatile toolkit, almost like a digital Swiss Army knife for work. Okay, so if someone listening is thinking, yes, I want this toolkit, how do they actually sign up? Is it complicated?
Actually, it sounds super simple. The article says enrollment for the Ultimate GPT-4 Mastery course is quick and easy. You just go to the website, fill out a basic registration, and boom, you've got access.
That's it?
That seems to be it. And they reiterate that it's suitable whether you're totally new to AI or already know a bit and want to go deeper. Very accessible.
Okay, simple and open to everyone. Great. So as we wrap up this deep dive, What's the main thing you want people to take away about this course?
I think the core message is that this Ultimate GPT-4 Mastery course offers you a really accessible and importantly free path to understanding and actually using a very powerful AI tool. The potential benefits, both for personal learning and for your career, seem pretty significant.
Yeah, from understanding the tech to getting practical skills you can apply immediately.
Exactly. It looks like a genuinely valuable resource out there for anyone curious about leveling up their AI game.
Absolutely. And considering that huge range of skills, boosting creativity, automating tasks, analyzing data, and so much more, here's something for you, our listener, to think about. What's just one specific thing in your work, or even your personal life, where you could immediately see yourself applying GPT-4 after taking a course like this? What new doors might that open for you? Definitely food for thought. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music, plus more.